afternoon, folks, and welcome to this week's episode of the Legal Beagle Podcast. This week, we're going to talk about the difference between litigation and pre-litigation. Check out the awesome graphics from our graphics department. We are really stepping up the game here at the Legal Beagle Podcast headquarters. An easier way to think of litigation and pre-litigation is simply before I file a lawsuit and after I file a lawsuit. And there are some differences that you, the client, should be aware of when you're talking about those two things. There are attorneys who handle just pre-litigation work or before you hire a lawyer, and then, before you file your lawsuit. And if you then have to file a lawsuit in those situations, those law firms will typically hand you off to another law firm. There are law firms that handle both pre-litigation work as well as litigation work. And then there are law firms who just specialize in litigation work. We kind of find ourselves in the middle. We handle cases from start to conclusion. So from start to resolution is what we call it. From the first day a client hires us until the case resolves, whether that's through a settlement or through a jury trial. We handle every step of the way. We don't hand you off to anybody else. The reason I say we're kind of in the middle is because we have become more litigation focused in the last, I'd say, year or so. And that's because that's where we realized we could really be a great benefit to our clients. So we file more lawsuits, we take more cases to arbitration, and we certainly, I think, get better results because of it from the people that we're suing. And typically those people are represented by insurance companies, and that's where the money is being collected from. But here's something to understand about the difference between before you file a lawsuit and after you file a lawsuit. Before you file a lawsuit, depending on where you are, we have offices in Phoenix, Arizona, Denver, Colorado, and San Diego, California. Those states have different rules for how long you have to file your lawsuit or you lose the right to your claim. That's the deadline that we talked about in previous podcasts, or the statute of limitations. So let's just use Arizona as a placeholder. You have 2 years from the date of your crash, if we're talking about an auto accident, to file your lawsuit or you lose the right to pursue your claim. So before you file your lawsuit, you're in that category of you're working towards getting better, getting the treatment you need, and hopefully getting back to the way you felt before the accident. If that can all happen in a period of time that's less than 2 years, then we take all that information, as well as any lost wage information, and then your pain and suffering, and we put all that into a packet called a demand package, and we send that to the insurance company and try to negotiate a fair settlement on your behalf. And if we agree as a team, and I tell all clients that you're part of that team, if we agree as a team that this is a fair resolution, then the case gets settled and you never file a lawsuit. In the event that we can't agree that it's a fair settlement for you, then we have to talk about the reality of filing a lawsuit. And the reality of filing a lawsuit is once you do that, once you file a lawsuit, you engage the courts. And once you engage the courts, you open the door to having a third party now involved in your case. Before you file the lawsuit, it's really just you and the defendants represented by the insurance company. After you file a lawsuit, it's you, the defendants, and now the court and the judge that oversees your case and the jury that would eventually hear that trial if it ended up there. So you have a little different dynamic going on there once you get into litigation because of the court system. You also have deadlines pursuant to court rules that you have to abide by. Those same deadlines aren't necessarily applicable to you before you file a lawsuit, absent the one big deadline of you have the 2 years to file the lawsuit or you lose the right to the claim. So that's important to understand as well, is that there's all these additional deadlines. There's mandatory requirements, depending on where you are, that you have to go to a settlement conference. There's mandatory disclosure requirements where you have to give certain information to the opposing party and they have to give certain information to you. Those things don't necessarily come into play before you file your lawsuit. So these are things to really think about. The way I explain the difference in a situation with a car crash, before you file a lawsuit, you're really looking at things in a vacuum. It's really just what happened from the date of the accident going forward and providing that information and trying to reach that fair and reasonable settlement on your case. Once you get into litigation, that vacuum kind of goes away. And now it's an exploration into the claim that you made. Not only do we as the plaintiff attorney have the burden of proving your claim for the car crash, but your injuries associated therewith and any lost wages, and then of course your pain and suffering. The defendants have the burden of trying to disprove or at least trying to avoid paying you full value by pointing the finger at other things. And so they start to look at past medical records and other issues that may be going on in your life to avoid compensating you fairly. All of that becomes very much part of your case once you file a lawsuit. So it's good to understand those two differences. It's good to understand why there is a difference between those things. And once you cross over that threshold, and once you start to live in that world of litigation, meaning you've filed a lawsuit, the entire scenario changes quite a bit, and you just need to be aware of what that might look like. And so we have a pretty comprehensive conversation with our clients. It's part of the team, right? We sit down and we talk about this reality and what this means. It doesn't mean that you should be fearful of litigation. It doesn't mean you should avoid litigation, but you should understand litigation, because the last thing you want to do is file a lawsuit, get into litigation, and then wish you hadn't done that. And now you're trying to find ways out of it. And that's a disadvantage to not only you, but obviously to everyone involved in the lawsuit. Because look, no one likes to sue anyone else. Maybe there are some people out there that will raise their hand and say, I like to sue people, but I don't like to sue people. I sue people out of necessity. Defendants, the actual person that was in the car crash with you, they don't want to be sued. They're at the mercy of this insurance company that won't be reasonable and won't be fair to you. And therefore, you're required or forced to file a lawsuit in order to try to get to that fair and reasonable compensation. But no one wants to be in the lawsuit. I think the only people that maybe enjoy lawsuits, absent the poor souls that have decided to be defense attorneys, are insurance companies, because they really do buy down what they'd have to pay to people if they didn't file lawsuits. And so I think they probably enjoy that reality, that the slow moving process of litigation can wear on people, and it becomes very, very challenging for people to get all the way through litigation without losing interest, and certainly without being fearful of the unknown. So rely on your attorneys, trust your attorneys, and make decisions with your attorneys. Don't let them make decisions for you. So that's the difference between pre-litigation and litigation, or I like to call it before you file a lawsuit and after you file a lawsuit. Hope that was helpful. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, guys.